A national human resource survey 2023-2024 conducted by the Uganda Bureau of Statistics reveals that informal sector employs majority of the population in Uganda, with 7.1 million employed in this sector. According to the survey, the formal sector employs only 2.2 million people, of which the majority, 1.7 million people, are employed in the private sector and the remaining are in government. Presenting the survey, senior statistician at the Uganda Bureau of Statistics, Danstan Aguta, says that the proportion with occupation health and safety policies has increased from 19% in 2016-2017 to 53% in 2024.
We have policies which enable safe working environment, but what we can see is that in these policies, starting with the occupational health and safety, the existence of establishments having that policy and observing it has increased from the 2016-17 edition to the current one.
Officiating at the function, the executive board member in charge of infrastructure and physical planning, National Planning Authority, Stephen Mukitale, says that the skills gap should be addressed in the education curriculum to enable graduates acquire skills for employment.
These skill gaps should be imparted in our education curriculum to everybody. Why should you leave university when you don't know bookkeeping? Who doesn't need a bookkeeping? Whether you are an engineer, whether you're an ICT, you must have some basics of accounts. Who doesn't need health steps and environment? Thanks for the recent cleanup of the city road reserves. But in our indigenous knowledge, it was called Burundi One. How then can a graduate lack that basic fundamental? So I have added before you.